mine's almost on.
I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Olson.
Here.
Alderman Solomon.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderman Scranton.
Here.
Please rise during the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next item is the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Evening.
Good evening. My name is Kurt Bolton. I live at 8035 Western Creole Drive here in the City of Franklin. Just had a couple of comments and a couple of questions. I was here today when the discussion about Alderperson Wilhelm being excused or absent occurred. And when I thought about it, the question occurred to me, well, what would happen if the mayor decided that he couldn't be available? Would he just tell himself, consider the matter closed, or would he notify at least the common council president? I guess in my opinion, if the mayor can notify the common council president to be excused, I think the rest of the common council should be able to do that as well. So just a comment on that. The other ones have to do with the Ryan Creek interceptor.
Is your mic on?
Guess it's on.
The battery light. Oh, there we go.
There it goes. Okay.
The Common Council did enter an agreement with MMSD regarding the financial costs of that project. I did try and find a copy of that agreement, and I guess the thing that I would hope would be addressed is that when the Common Council does bind the City of Franklin with an agreement, you also bind myself, city resident, and all the other residents and the businesses in the City of Franklin as well.
I guess I feel that
it's working.
Okay. I guess I feel that information like that should be available to everybody so that people can look at it, evaluate it, bring up their own questions, come to their own opinions rather than depend upon hearsay for whether something is factual or not. So I'm hoping that the Common Council would make that particular agreement, the signed agreement, available so that everybody could look at it and reach the truth about some of these issues for themselves. The other one has to do with whether development does lower taxes. I've come before the Finance Committee. I've asked for information. They've been very forthcoming, and I appreciate that. One of the things I will be sort of looking at, too, is see if I can determine for myself whether development does, in fact, lower taxes. I think one of the things you find from my experience working in the municipal sector is that the maintenance costs eventually far outweigh the initial construction costs. I do understand that MMSD is going to be footing the bill for this eventually. At least that's what I've read, although I haven't seen the agreement. Basically, it's a matter of I'm either paying the City of Franklin or the City of or MMSD for these particular facilities. So there is no free ride here anywhere. The only difference is that when we pay MMSD, a lot of other people pay for that project as well. And that works out fine if you look strictly at the City of Franklin on that issue, but I think we have to realize that we're also paying for projects in other communities as well. So I think it's very important to decide whether development does result in lower taxes for the City of Franklin or if it just results in increased costs. Thank you very much.
Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period?
John English, 5358 West Princeton Drive. I figured this was kind of the appropriate time to come before the group of policymakers here prior to the mayor, in fact, starts putting together his proposed budget for next year. And, you know, ultimately then the council members consider it. And I'm actually going to ask now, at least initially to the mayor and later eventually to the whole council, that you consider making an investment in public safety in the City of Franklin. You consider making an investment in the business community in the City of Franklin. and that you consider making an investment in for economic development here in the city of Franklin. And I would argue that you can accomplish all three by doing something with South 51st Street north of Rawson. You know, especially if that includes a sidewalk or a path on one side of the street. I mean, that is a disaster right now as it relates to for pedestrians and bicyclists. You know, speaking strictly for myself and my family, you know, my wife and I and my daughters like to try to enjoy the Oak Leaf Trail. It's difficult to get to because it's awfully hard to get to from the end of my street down to the sidewalk in front of Sendix. I mean, that stretch of road in there right now is in pretty poor repair. It's got a shoulder that ranges from non-existent to about 24 inches. And, you know, it's hazardous. It's dangerous. I mean, you know, my wife and I will get out there and we'll do it. My kids now are old enough that, you know, they can deal with it. But younger kids, I mean, when my daughters were younger, there was no way that I would allow them to go from our house to a place like Andy's or Sendix. There just wasn't a safe way to get there. You know, some of you obviously have heard me prattle on about this for a few years now. But I think it's important. You know, I'm not advocating that 51st Street turn into a divided highway with six lanes. But I'll be honest. You know, if in fact traffic surveys demonstrate that that's what's needed, so be it. Although I'm positive that won't be the case. But, you know, I think you need to make 51st Street north of Rawson safe for pedestrians and cyclists in particular. And admittedly, the way the pavement's getting now, cars you can almost even bring into that equation. So, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? I'm trying to turn my phone off somehow.
Pat Shago, 10250 West Ryan. I would like to voice my opposition to the proposed sewer. I think a project of this magnitude needs to be put up for referendum so that all of Franklin's citizens can have some input as to how their tax dollars are being spent.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Yes, sir.
Yeah, John Pintick, 1-3 West Ryan Road. The full sewer is going to go through my property, and I'm not for the project. I told you that from day one. And as I read the agenda, looking at the designation of source of interim finance for Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer, the authorization to advertise for bids, and if you have the project in hand and you have the money, that's fine. But I don't see any paperwork on this. I don't see anything from the state. And I would advise the city not to spend any more money on this project until you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? Not, I'm going to close the citizens' comment period. Turn to item C, approval of regular meeting of July 5th, 2011. Is there any additions, deletions, questions, comments? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item E1, boards and commission appointments. Item A, Sandy Maher Johnson, Fire and Police Commission.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Is there a second?
Second.
The moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Rowan.
Aye.
Alderman Cato.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scott.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You have now John Giza, Technology Commission.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scranton.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman
Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman
Sullivan.
Aye.
Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. And I apologize beforehand. There seemed to have some sort of respiratory thing going on here. I'm having difficulty breathing. Next item is Alderman Taylor, Ford Franklin Economic Development Commission.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I moved and seconded. Under discussion, City Attorney.
Only that I noticed that it appears that Alderman Olson vacated his seat. I thought I'd remind the council that confirmation of appointments requires four affirmative votes.
Okay. For the record, Alderman Olson has removed himself from voting on this issue. Is that a fair statement? You're out. Okay, Madam Clerk, no further discussion. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Scott.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes, and Alderman Olson has recused himself by sitting in the audience. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item D, Craig Haskins for Ford Franklin Economic Development Commission.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Scott.
Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman
Solomon.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Alderman Olson has recused himself. Ayes have it. Motion carries. I just wanted to thank Mr. Haskins for graciously accepting the appointment. I think his resume and his application speaks volume, so thank you very much. Next is a name that all of us are familiar with, John Miglick for the Ford Franklin Economic Development Commission.
Move to approve. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Alderman Olson had recused himself on that particular vote. Ayes have it. Motion carries. And I also wanted to thank Mr. Giza for accepting that. And Mr. Giza is here. Maybe we could just stand up and so everybody knows here. Thank you very much for accepting the appointment. And also, I wanted to thank Mr. Miglick and, of course, Sandy Maher Johnson. All of us are indebted to her for all the hard work that she's put in for the city for years. So, with that, I turn to item G, one, reconsider of action of 7-5-2011. Alderman Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. I believed on July 5th that Alderman Wilhelm should have been excused. She did call me the at the Light Drain License Committee, said she would not be there or here. I didn't notify the clerk, so I felt strongly that she should have been excused then. I still believe it now, and that's why I'm reconsidering. So I'll make a motion to reconsider action taken on July 5th, 2011, to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Common Council on June 21st, 2011.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? See, Alderman Schmidt. Sorry.
I would just like to say for the record that in lieu of a written policy, I think that Alderman Wilhelm did make a reasonable attempt to inform the Common Council of her absence from it, and so therefore I would, that's my favorite change in this voting to excuse.
Okay. Well, just on the issue, after looking at a number of things, I probably will be coming forward with not only a request for changes to this policy, which has really not been written down. I know that I used to sit in your seat, and I believe the mayor, I don't believe it, I have proof of it, that the mayor did the excusing because Alderman Solomon, or Alderman Soans, had sent an email to the city clerk some time ago asking that Mayor Climates excuse him. But I think that the policy should be, and it should be codified in writing, made part of an ordinance, is that the Common Council members should do the excusing of their colleagues. So with that, we have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, six ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item two, Franklin Senior Citizens. Oh, sorry.
Then I have a following another motion here.
Okay.
A motion to approve amend the minutes of the regular meeting of the Common Council.
That's reconsideration.
June 21st, 2011, to change the description of absent of Alderman Wilhelm from the meeting to excused.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Alderman Olson.
Mr. Mayor, I have a follow-on motion. A motion to direct city staff to return by October 1st, 2011, an amendment to city ordinance providing that attendance at all city meetings be recorded as present or not present, and further that attendance by any elected official at any meeting be also noted in the minutes as also present, whether a member of that body.
Is there a second to the motion?
So,
I was going to wonder if that's appropriate for the agenda, but Mr. City Attorney?
Mr. Mayor, I don't think that's within the scope of the subject matter, which was the reconsideration of specific minutes, per usual, and staff hears a request from common council members to bring something back to the council. They take that direction and follow through without the council action.
I had a choice, 300 minutes or 200 minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to have to rule that out of order because it's not part of the agenda, but I actually would welcome that coming back, Alderman. Item 2, Franklin Senior Citizens Travel Program, semi-annual update, 2011. Shirley here? Yeah, there's Shirley. Oh, it's okay. Take your time. Maybe somebody could pull a seat out for Shirley.
Where do you want to go? Jack, quit flirting with her.
Yeah. You gotta watch it.
Mr. Mayor.
Alderman Olson.
Well, Shirley's taking your seat. Shirley, I appreciate every time you give us this nicely bound packet, but the city clerk does that as well. So rather than take your valuable time, if you want to avoid doing that in the future, just give it to the city clerk. She'll make all the copies.
She will make the packet?
Yep. Save us some time.
Now, aren't you glad you came to the meeting?
So, really?
Yeah. I was going to take care of her.
So I got to bring all the information to her, and then
she'll take care of it.
Time to know?
Oh, I don't want that.
Wait a minute.
Just make a copy.
Just make a copy?
One copy.
I'm okay. The report that I will give tonight is a semi-annual report for the Franklin Senior Travel Program. And the trips that are included in this report are from January 1st, 2011 to June 30th, 2011. Now, the participation in the program, I had 6 trips of the 12 that I have scheduled for the year 2011. A total of 271 people have taken trips through June 30th of this year. Of this number, 182 are Franklin residents and club members, 87 are Franklin non-club members but residents of Franklin, and 2 were non-city residents. There were 120 different people have taken trips through the program. 62 people have gone on at least one trip. 58 people have gone on 2 or more trips. There were 61 men on the 6 trips and 210 women on the trips.
Go, Jack.
3-1.
Special needs people requiring walkers, canes, oxygen participated in the 6 trips. There were 12 handicapped men and 22 handicapped women. Now, some of the remaining trips for 2011, where we did this trip already, we went up to Eden to tour the Cedar Ridge Wind Farm, the wind turbines up there. We'll be going to Ripon to the Clydesdale Horseshoe Show. And then we'll be doing in Campbellsport the Police Canine Academy. Then we'll be going on to the Starved Rock Park Lodge in Unica, Illinois, for a musical tribute to Neil Diamond. We'll be doing a Maggie May country show that will be a Christmas show in Fond du Lac, and then another Christmas show we'll be doing in Sycamore, Illinois. The phone calls that I've had to send flyers out numbered 42. Of those that I sent out, 40 booked trips.
That's my girl.
I have received numerous other calls regarding general information that they wanted. The travel program is advertised in the Franklin Recreational Department Guide, the city newsletter, and the City of Franklin Government Access TV channel under news and events. Now, the 2011 budget that I was told to use was $9,200. $3,750 is the total bus cost for the 6 trips taken through June 30th, 2011. This leaves a balance of $5,450 for the remainder of the year. If you have any questions about the travel program, please contact me at any time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions, comments? Alderman Schmidt.
Yes, I just wondering if you could share your secret for coming up with a budget surplus that you share with all of us.
It's how you negotiate with the bus company, the travel company that you use. And I've been with them for quite a few years, so I do get kind of a little, maybe a discount. So, and it's the number of trips that you take also and the distance that you go. The trip money for the buses either goes by distance or amount of time, whichever is greater. So some of the trips that we take to Chicago are about $950 to $1,000. And then some of the trips that we take into Wisconsin here and into general area and everything maybe run $650 to $700. So there is a big difference when you go into the Chicago area because of the time that's used for the travel.
Well, I'd just like to say thank you for all your dedication to the seniors and all your hard work over the years.
Thank you.
Move to place on file, Mr. Mayor, with our thanks.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Only once again, thank you so much for everything you do. No further discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item 3, designation of the source for interim financing for the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer Project. I see Mr. Patterson coming up. Mr. Patterson.
Good evening. This agenda item has a copy, I think, that you've all received of the acceptance letter by the DNR of the Clean Water Fund applications and the items that need to be completed in the next 8 months. And it also has a revised cash flow based upon the financial estimates that were in that application. And the purpose of this agenda item is to just have it on record what the official source of the funds that we do need for the advances for this Clean Water Fund loan, as the sewer fund does not have the capability of providing all of the advances. They have done so to date. There are two options listed, and one of the recommended option is the simpler of the two options. It also recognizes the fact that the interest that we incur payments that we make are not reimbursable from the Clean Water Fund. If it was, then option 2 would have been the recommendation.
All right. Is there a motion to grant interest-free inter-fund loan advance from the general fund to the sewer fund for the advances made in the 2010 and 2011 to be repaid in early 2012 when the Clean Water Fund provides funding for these advances?
So moved.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I guess a question for Cal. What are the sewer funds used to date?
Well, the funds used to date are $1,498,678.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm looking at the $1,703,000, which I thought was the last figure on with the preliminary design and drawings. And
that's the estimate of the ultimate cost. You asked for what was spent to date. What's spent to date is the $1,498,000.
Okay. And so that, do we have any money left in the sewer fund?
Not enough to cover these payments.
Right, which is, I understand why we're doing this, right. But we do have some money left in our sewer fund.
We'll have $1.5 million once we pass this resolution.
Of course, you probably know, and I hope you respect my opinion, that I'm going to vote no, as I have recently started doing. I was originally for this, but one of the things that still troubles me is the letter in here says we've been approved, and that the copy of the DNR letter is in here, and the letter that I read from the DNR says, thank you for your application. The Department of Natural Resources has reviewed the application and determined that it's acceptable according to the requirements, which is a little different than approved than an ask for a bullet point of things that may or may not have been submitted yet. So I'm not willing to continue to spend money on this project. So, but I know it'll go through. So
Okay, Alderman Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Cal, what, if I may, Mr. Mayor. Cal, what is the lost opportunity cost on the money?
Over a six-year period, approximately $60,000, about $12,000.
Okay. I guess I'll just pass the gavel quickly then. Alderman Taylor.
Your
Honor. Just on the issue of the Clean Water Fund, I was at county board meeting today. I think it was it's going to be filmed by Wisconsin Eye, so it'll be shown throughout Wisconsin. I was there as the chairman of the ICC taking issue with the county's redistricting plan. However, during the course of the issue, County Supervisor Weishin turned some attention and turned to me in the audience and said, well, you know, the Mayor Franklin is here on this, this, and this. And I bring that up so that you're not surprised. I got up and I took on County Supervisor Weishin and basically challenged him on why it appears that there's, he seems like he has a vendetta with the city of Franklin and that he's been, in my opinion, he's been retaliatory to us. I mentioned to him that I know that there are quite a few Republicans that live in the city of Franklin, and I happen to be a Republican as well, and was wondering, you know, I was talking to Chairman Mayo about trying to control the membership. This is about the third or fourth time that Supervisor Weishin has, in my opinion, sort of interfered and tried to suggest things for this city. And it really comes across to me as retaliation. So I wanted to make all of you aware of that. And it had to do, it first came about with the Ryan Creek Interceptor Sewer and the funds that perhaps, I think, I don't have a direct quote, but it was something like he believed that those funds should not go to Franklin, but they should go to other communities, perhaps like West Dallas. You might remember that Mayor Bell also had the same stance. I don't think I speak for myself on this. I think I speak for many, many people in the city of Franklin that people of Franklin have been paying millions and millions and millions of dollars not only to Milwaukee County for fair representation, but to the sewage district for sewers in West Dallas, in Wauwatosa, et cetera, et cetera. So I wanted to, because it may be in tomorrow's paper, I wanted to let you know that I had had enough, and as the mayor, I was not going to take any more. So, thank you. Alderman Olson.
Well, with the risk of piling on Supervisor Weishin, Mr. Mayor, you may recall he's had a particular interest in the House of Correction as well, and not to the benefit of the city of Franklin. He's advocated enlarging it. He's advocated, well, he was the one that made sure that forget what their name is now, a Food for the Hungry program, stayed there as opposed to moving that land into development possibilities. He's continually pushed to keep the fishery there and all sorts of little issues like that that frankly aren't his domain. And I join you in being a little fed up with it.
Alderman Skransky.
I guess I have to go along with Alderman Olson, the new mayor. For years, City of Franklin has been paying for everybody else's sort of matter, maybe people don't realize that, but everybody in Tulsa, Glendale, and everything else, we've been paying for all those repairs. It's about time Franklin gets a decent sort to service its population and its people here. And as far as Weishin goes, he's had a vindictive grudge against Franklin for years, and there's no closing that over or hiding it. Every meeting that I have attended, he has always been negative only because he's representative of West Ellis and he wants everything to go to West Ellis and nowhere else. So it's, I think he's got to grow up as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I wanted to perhaps apologize to the council and maybe the people in the city because I am half Irish and I try and control my temper whenever possible, but I had enough. This is, Mayo knows me very well, and I said, this is clearly a vendetta, and I thought when I turned to my right that Supervisor Weishin was actually nodding yes. Now, maybe the film will show that. If that's so, I will call County Executive and Chairman Holloway about that behavior. This has got to stop. Okay, anyone else? Alderman Schmidt?
Just in regards to this, the financial assistance, this has to be filed, obviously, but according to the letter by February 27th, 2012, to receive it. What are the consequences if we would lose this window of opportunity, if we'd have to reapply?
I would defer that to a representative from Rukert Milke, who knows that stuff better than I do.
Mr. Epperle? For the record, Joe Epperle from Rukert Milke, the liaison on this project, is here.
Do you have a count here yet?
No. Good evening, Mayor and Alderman. If we do not finish the rest of the items on the list here, some of which we can't do until after we get bids in and everything else, obviously, we would no longer qualify under the existing Clean Water Fund program. We'd have to go into the next cycle and then recompete with everybody else who applies within the state. That's the biggest consequence. What the participation on the loan amount and what the interest amount would be is not going to be the price it is today. It's the lowest it's been. The only way it's going to go is go up. So are the ramifications if we don't meet these deadlines and do the remaining things that have to be done? Yes. And they're financial and they're negative towards the city.
And what would be the period then involved if in reapplying, would it be another 5-10 years or something?
Oh, no, we could reapply right away. I mean, we'd have to have the application. It's just off by another 12 months. But then we're going back in the pool, and with everybody else that's there, if the economy improves, which we all hope it will, there's going to be a significant number of applicants in the pool for the whole thing, and I don't speculate what the interest rates will be. I know they're not going to be as cheap as they are today.
Alderman Olson?
Mr. Mayor, are we on G4? Is that what we're doing now?
We're on G3.
I thought we
were. Interim finance. But Alderman Schmidt had a question. Mr. Epperle, real quick, on the Clean Water Fund. My understanding that there are many, many municipalities across the state of Wisconsin that were trying to get these dollars.
Pages of them.
Pages.
Well over 100.
Okay. And the city was able to secure this type of loan.
We scored very high amongst them. It's competition. And there's a whole series of criteria that go into this. And the application that we filed first in December of 2009 and in 2010, plus we completed the application, which I'm sure most of you have seen, and it's literally about 7 inches thick, is the culmination of that application is the letter that the city received on June 27th. But we are literally in competition with well over 100 different municipalities and projects, some of which we have 6, 8, 10 projects in our whole list.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I did take a look at those projects. Most of the projects I thought were Clean Water Fund projects where they actually were clean water issues, disinfectant of water facilities, things like that. And I guess we've sort of been pushing this not just for compliance but also for build-out. And this is what it will do regardless if it's, you know, it's going to be build-out. It's not just strictly compliance. So I guess I'm not trying to defend any supervisor who spoke out on anything, but we as a municipality are sitting up here fighting for things we want for our municipality. The council is up here. So when you discredit another person who's trying to fight for their municipality, I think you should look at fairness on both sides to that issue. Maybe there are some clean water issues in those municipalities that maybe they didn't get funded because we're getting funded for a build-out, mainly, 4-foot round pipe in the ground that could have a tablespoon of water in it for the third of its life. And I guess that's one of the things that kind of bothers me about this is the city of Franklin, my understanding, has been completely sewered without a federal government handout up until this point. And Jack's saying no, but I don't recall a $40 million sewer handout from the federal government. And I'm not opposed to the build-out of Franklin. That's not the issue for me. The issue is the timing. I'm concerned about the employees. I'm concerned about the money we're using from the sewer fund and the water fund and the extra water building we're going to have to build. Because once you put sewer out there, you have to put water out there. And I would really think that there would be a better time to do this. And I understand the council's wanting to take advantage of this because they think that this is an opportunity they might never see again. However, I have needs. Some citizens spoke up and said, you know, their needs that they'd like to see done, investing in the community were some of the terms that were used. And I think that we could use some of those funds and take care of what we have and keep the businesses here that we have and use some of those monies we're spending for an application to help the businesses stay here and keep the staff going. And maybe in a few years when the economy does pick up, it might be more appropriate. And then there might be more funding.
Mr. Patterson?
Just dealing with what happens in the worst-case situation if it doesn't come to February 27th and gets pushed back a year. Yeah, there'll be a higher interest cost. Yeah, the city's loan will be higher. The agreement we have with MSD does provide for them to pay the interest on this loan. So even though if that situation were to happen, it doesn't give them an out. They just have a higher bill to pay. So we'd like to get this done so that they have the lowest interest rate. And the interceptor sewer is a function that MMSD is supposed to provide.
Alderman Taylor?
So what you're basically saying is a cost of waiting?
A small cost, but the cost is mainly to the MMSD and its
which we all pay.
Operation.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Ms. Patterson, to date, the council has entered into contracts, et cetera, et cetera. What is the council's, if everything was to go awry, what would be the cost of the council? And I guess I would ask you, how would we compensate for that loss?
The estimate, if we've gone through the easements, is $2,231,000, and the city would have to take that out of its reserves, or
lay off employees.
Consider raising taxes. Those would be the options available to it.
Okay. Madam Clerk, is there a motion on the floor?
Yes.
Okay. It's been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Aye.
Alderman Solomon.
Aye.
Alderman
Taylor. Aye.
Alderman Schmidt.
Aye.
Menskaransky.
Aye.
No.
Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Now turn to item G4, authorization to advertise for bids for the public construction installation of Ryan Creek Interceptor. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Olson.
If I may, Mr. Mayor, Jack, these documents, and Joe, these documents are ready to go? Completed?
Yes.
That was part of the production of the bid documents was part of the contract with
yes.
Rickard Milton?
Yes.
Cost to produce that is part of this whole package, and I do lots of bids professionally. The cost to produce the bids by the individual bidders is at their cost.
Correct.
All right, motion on the floor has been seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
No.
Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Aye.
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 Five ayes, one no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Turn to item G5. Request to move. It's been moved.
Second.
Is there a second? Moved and seconded. Under discussion, Alderman Wilhelm.
I was just noticing in here where there were the corrections made. I think on page 45 it took care of the question that I had on page 53. Is that accurate, where it said prepared by, on page 53, it's the date was changed to the correct date, but it still said prepared by Chief Bone, and then it looks like on 45 that's corrected, but that's a different job description. So I just wanted to make sure that on both job descriptions, the preparer was correct.
Mr. Mayor, my motion is with minor corrections.
And who is the second?
Me.
And you accept the friendly amendment? Okay. Or I should say the adjustment. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item H1, miscellaneous licenses. Alderman Solomon.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Bowman, hold for appearance.
Alderman Solomon, can I just have the chief? Do you do I need to talk to you at all?
No, nothing.
Okay, thank you. Alderman Solomon.
Bowman, hold for appearance. Shield, approve of the letter. Kozlowski, deny habitual criminality. Wagner, approve of the letter. United Amusement, deny habitual criminality and falsification of application. Schlister, approve with a letter. Schlister again, approve with a letter. Stankowski, hold for appearance. Ferrari, approve. Racine, hold for appearance. Turner, approve. Bell, Surowski, approve. Cruz, approve. Fleischman, approve. Gunderson, approve. Harmon, approve. Hoffman, approve. Jazik, approve. Condiva, approve. McCracken, approve. I have a question from my colleague. What do we have for Mueller?
Approve.
Approve, yes. Pocklington, approved pending corrected driver's license. Reichlitz, approve. Reichert, approve. Terp, approve. Vermilion, approve. National Night Out, Bounce House for Marine Bank, approve. Polonia, that's going to take some further discussion. We're going to put that on hold for 2 weeks. And Franklin Historical Society, approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Under discussion, only one question to Alderman Solomon, maybe the city clerk. Did Innovative Health have any issues with licenses or inspections or anything?
Not on tonight's schedule, but it could have been on the last week's.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. Vouchers and payroll. You have before you a list of vouchers, numbers 139127 through 139325. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
So moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Olson.
Yep.
Aye.
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 Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. You now have the net payroll of July 15th, 2011 in front of you. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Their second has been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman Skaronski.
Aye.
Alderman
Schmidt.
Aye.
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 Aye. Six ayes, no noes, ayes have it. Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
And moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you.